I found enough air to barely speak one word. Alex.
Yes, he said.
I couldn't believe this. I stood there trying to sort things out in my mind, which was currently on overload.
Aubrey, please say something. Talk to me. Let me know you understand.
Alex sounded worried. I tilted my head, trying to comprehend the situation. It's you? Your chance? You've been with me all this time? I didn't understand what was happening. I tried to move, but I couldn't. My feet felt as though they were in cement. I couldn't breathe. I pictured an airplane oxygen mask falling from the ceiling, but I couldn't reach it. I'd come to Chance's apartment for dinner, but instead I found out that Chance was my ex-boyfriend Alex. How did I miss that? Not to mention all the time we'd spent together while I'd been in Paris. I felt as if I was having an out-of-body experience. He took my shaking hand, and I didn't pull it away. I was stunned and confused. He pulled me close, and I felt his breath on my ear.
My heart raced.
Alex was so close.
I felt his 5 o'clock shadow on my cheek and his hand in my hair, making my skin prickle.
He whispered,
"Baby, it's me. It has always been me. I'm sorry. Please don't be upset. I needed to be with you."
His scent was different. No orchids. I knew the smell of his skin, the taste of his pores, the essence of Alex. Memories flooded my brain like a movie of our past, played out with an unknown ending. I moved back, praying I wouldn't stumble. I was unfamiliar with my surroundings, so I didn't move far. I squeezed my eyelids closed and prayed that when I opened them, I'd see what the hell was happening. But I opened them to darkness. Damn it. I heard him breathing. Was the music still playing? I felt as if I was in a tunnel. I heard my pulse beating in my ears.
"Please say something, Aubrey."
I felt his hand on my arm. My hair stood up, and a chill ran through me. I stood there, motionless. How could I not have known? Tears ran down my cheeks, but I didn't bother swiping them away. I knew more would follow, and I let them fall. "Your accent and voice, they were so different." I shook my head, trying to make sense of it all. "You misled me. You sent me text messages when I was with Chance. Why would you do that? You knew I couldn't see, and you tricked me."
The more I thought about it, the more pissed off I got. "I told you why. I needed to be with you, to make sure you were okay. I didn't intend to come up with a different name, but when I saw you in the cafe, I panicked. I sent you the text to see your reaction to me, not Chance, but me. The way you looked when you talked about me. I'm sorry, I didn't know what else to do."
"You could have told me the truth instead of deceiving me." He exhaled in a huff.
"Really? I could have? What would you have done? Would you have run away, hit me, told me to go to hell?"
I shook my head, and more tears fell. "I don't know." I rubbed my temples. He moved his hands up and down my arms, caressing them.